Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This GX on Agriculture podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton.
To the people tending the land and animals that feed us and support our community, we at Haas Nissan want to say thank you on behalf of all those who depend on you, the farmer. Like you, we are a family business with family values you can depend on. Haas Nissan, where a handshake still means something.
GX on Agriculture with Rod McDonald.
Good afternoon. It's 12:19 in Manitoba, coming up on the Thursday edition of GX and Agriculture. Saskatchewan provincial budget delivered yesterday. We'll get reaction to the budget from, well, several sources, including APAS President Todd Lewis, Agriculture Minister David Merritt. We'll get the opposition take as well. NDP agriculture critic Jens Peterson will provide that for us. And we'll get some more details about the cardlock program that has been, there's been so much discussion about recently. Of course, farmers are concerned that purchases at cardlocks may not be eligible for a carbon tax exemption. We've got an update on that situation coming up on the program today as well. First, though, the Agriculture Weather Outlook is a presentation of Yorkton Raymore and Watrous, New Holland, and Sean Prahika, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist.
Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather.
And time now for Precision Weather with meteorologist Phil Spivak. Phil will enjoy at least a couple of more days of this nice warm weather before things cool down a little bit on the weekend.
Yeah, and even that cool down is only going to be brief. It's going to come in for the weekend and then exit early next week. We'll get right back into more of this type weather after we get rid of that type weather. And I'm saying weather, but there's really no change in the actual weather. All we're going to see is a little cloud cover. We're going to stay pretty dry. Now, the air is not completely dry. This time of year, it's really hard to get those very dry days because the dew point has to just completely tumble. But it's low. Dew point stays on the negative side. Humidity running in the 50 to 60% range most of the day. Sunshine, though, the main weather feature up to around 11. That's where we were yesterday. We'll be close to that this afternoon. We may not all get there, but 9, 11 degrees. First day of summer, first full day of summer, or spring, whoa, jumping ahead there, first full day of spring, not bad. Clear sky tonight, minus 4, and for tomorrow, sunshine right around 10. Same deal, few degrees on either side for tomorrow. The difference tomorrow, a light northeast wind today is a light southeast wind tomorrow, and it picks up just a bit for the afternoon at 10 to 20. Clear sky tomorrow night, we drop back to minus 1. And for Saturday, sunshine, some late-day cloud, the high 11. That southerly wind in the morning will be around 10, and then it'll start to turn through the afternoon into the southeast and then east to northeast by late day. 10 to 20 daytime, Saturday evening, the wind will pick up. It'll be quite a gusty night, Saturday night. 11 is the daytime high Saturday. We take a sharp drop through the night, likely flipping that around to around minus 11. And then we barely make it back to zero on Sunday. Cloud covers and partial sunshine. Basically, there's a storm system that's tracking to our south from west to east. It's going to spread a little cloud cover in, but high pressure to the north is strong, and it's going to get drawn southward a bit. So it brings the cold air with it, but it keeps the moisture at bay. That's our trade-off with this system coming in. So it's a cooler day Sunday, pretty average, maybe just by then a degree or so below average. So the gusty wind will persist as well because the high doesn't entirely build in. It does hold, though, for Monday, partly to mostly sunny sky. We're back into positive territory right around 1, and then for Tuesday, Wednesday, right back into these early spring conditions. Temperatures back into the upper single numbers with partly to mostly sunny skies.
Great. Thank you, Phil. Now, turning to this hour's temperature roundup, 5 degrees in the Paw, along with Swan River, Shoal Lake, Russell, and Indian Head, all reporting 5. 8 in Dauphin, along with the Hudson Bay. Brandon, 4 degrees. Roblin, also 4. Regina, 10 degrees. Saskatoon, 9. Broadview, Moosomin, 7. Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, 6. In the Yorkton-Melville region, it's sunny. The wind is light north at about 4 clicks. Relative humidity 54%. Our temperature up 2 degrees in the past hour, now 8. Yesterday's high was 11, the low minus 3. Normals for this date, we'd expect daytime highs right around plus 1 with overnight lows near minus 10. The warmest and coldest places in the province yesterday, Maple Creek, the warmest at 18, Stony Rapids, at the other end of the spectrum, minus 9. In Manitoba, Flin Flon was the Manitoba hotspot yesterday, getting up to 14 degrees. Churchill, the coldest place in the province, at minus 16. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51, and the sun will set tonight at 7:03. Again, our current temperature, 8 degrees. It's 12:25, 1:25 in Manitoba.
Beef and Forage Report.
Representatives from the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association were pleased with the provincial budget speech yesterday. Ryan Beierback from Whitewood is past chair of the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association.
We've seen no new taxes and no tax increases, which is really good. And we also we saw a little bit of an increase in the funding towards crop insurance, and we heard about some changes that they're planning to make, adding some corn rainfall insurance and increasing the coverage on pastures and hayland. So that's something that we've been looking for a while. Overall, it was good because it moving us to a balanced budget and not cutting back on anything that we've seen that we need, and it's something to build on in years when the revenue increases, when the economy strengthens.
Beierback says in the future, they would like to see more money for irrigation projects.
The irrigation is always something that we like to talk about, and that's it's kind of a long-term commitment. It's a big dollar kind of a thing when you start in on an irrigation project, and it's something that's got returns for years to come, and it really helps lower the risk as far as growing seed and lowers the weather-related risks that we see in agriculture. So that's something that we would sure like to see, when there is a little more money available in the budget. We, as business owners and ranchers, we understand that you've got to balance the budget when you can, and then in the good years, then you can start on these bigger capital projects. So going forward, something like that would be something that we would like to see.
Ryan Beierback from Whitewood is past chair of the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. And that's the Beef and Forage Report. It's coming up on 12:30, 1:30 in Manitoba, and AgriView is next.
GX94, AgriView.
There will be a 3% increase in funding to Saskatchewan agriculture. Yesterday's provincial budget put the number at $391.3 million. That includes nearly $32 million for crop and livestock research. More than two-thirds of the agriculture budget goes to fully fund business risk programs like agri-stability and crop insurance. The province has also decided to restore some funding for rat control. Last year, it was reduced to $900,000 from $1.4 million. This year, it will be $1.25 million. We'll have more reaction to yesterday's provincial budget coming up a little later on in the program today. There's an update on the card lock situation from APAS. Earlier this month, APAS raised concerns that farm fuel purchased at card locks would not be eligible for a carbon tax exemption. The tax is scheduled to come into effect April 1st. Tuesday's federal budget, rather, said the issue would be addressed through new regulations under the Greenhouse Gas Pollution Pricing Act. There's a 30-day comment period on these proposed regulations to include cardlock fuel under the carbon tax exemption. The comment period will end April 19th, and once the new regulation is passed, it will likely be retroactive to April 1st. APAS says producers will need to obtain and sign a certificate stating that the cardlock fuel will be used in the course of eligible farming activities. More detailed information on that should be available in the coming days. In the meantime, APAS is encouraging producers to talk to their bulk fuel supplier to ensure the certificate is signed before taking delivery of fuel, either at the farm gate or through the cardlock system. Two federal cabinet ministers have been called to testify before a parliamentary committee on Canada's move to reject canola shipments. From Richardson International, the Trade Committee wants to hear from Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau and International Trade Minister Jim Carr during the first week of April. Beijing recently suspended canola imports from Richardson International for what one Chinese official alleged was the detection of hazardous organisms. Carr has said Canada is pushing to solve the important matter based on science, but added China has yet to provide evidence to back up the claims. China's decision to block shipments from Richardson comes with the two countries locked in a diplomatic dispute related to the December arrest of a Huawei senior executive. The organization that represents Canada's red meat industry is praising a federal plan that aims to deal with a labor shortage in packing plants. The three-year pilot immigration project will allow the industry to hire full-time, non-seasonal agriculture workers that will include a pathway to permanent residency. The Canadian Meat Council says the industry is currently short more than 1,700 butchers. The council says more butchers are necessary for Canada's industry to remain competitive and grow, and to take advantage of new trade agreements. The industry has said for years that it always tries to hire Canadians first, but too many jobs are left unfilled. It notes that meat processing is Canada's largest food and beverage manufacturing employer, with 64,500 workers in rural and urban areas that generate $6 billion in revenues in 2016. Chuckwagon drivers and sponsors are hoping for the best ahead of the Calgary Stampede Canvas Auction tonight. The event's success is considered a bellwether for the oil and gas industry. Many of the sponsors who pay to have their company names on the 36 rigs competing in the 10-day event in July are energy industry players. One driver says this week's provincial election creates more uncertainty, or the provincial election call that should be, creates more uncertainty for an economy battered by recent commodity price volatility and slowing oil field activity. The top money bid last year came from Versatile Energy Services, a private oil field services company based in Sylvan Lake in central Alberta. And a report by researchers from several U.S. universities makes several dire predictions for the Great Lakes region. It says the area is warming faster than the rest of the U.S., which likely will bring more flooding and extreme weather, worsening erosion, and making greater challenges for farming. The report also predicts more severe algae blooms in the Great Lakes, which make it unsafe for swimming and more expensive to treat the water. And that is today's Ag Review. It's coming up on 12:38 now, 1:38 in Manitoba. We have the Livestock Market Report coming up next.
Livestock Market Conditions.
Livestock futures were up across the board at the close today. April live cattle, 129.90, up 32. June live cattle, 123.90, up 52 cents. April feeder cattle closed today at 148.92, up 60. May feeder cattle, $154, up $1.87. And lean hog futures have soared the last couple of days here, continued today. April lean hogs closed at 78.32. That was up $4.50 today. That's on top of the $3 it was up yesterday. May lean hog futures closed at 86.60, up $4.45. And those are today's closing U.S. livestock futures. We have the closing grain prices coming up in about 7 minutes from now at 10 to 1, 10 to 2 in Manitoba.
To the people tending the land and animals that feed us and support our community, we at Haas Nissan want to say thank you on behalf of all those who depend on you, the farmer. Like you, we are a family business with family values you can depend on. Haas Nissan. where a handshake still means something.
Welcome back to GX and Agriculture. With yesterday's Saskatchewan provincial budget still fresh on our mind, we have several perspectives on what the Moe government's spending plan means for Saskatchewan farmers. We'll start with the spin the elected officials are putting on it. Let's begin with Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt.
It's really good for agriculture in the province, and you look at an increase of $12.7 million, about 3.3%, but I think it really shows our commitment to agriculture when you see increases in crop insurance on that side of it, and fully funding the AgriStability and AgriInvest on that side of it is something we're committed to. We recognize the need for it when you see those enhancements that we have done.
The government announced it was restoring some funding that had previously been cut for the provincial rat control program.
You know, we had talked to SARM and we were looking at a two-year contract on this thing, and there was going to be a further reduction. And when I saw the numbers over the previous years and the rat population and control and seeing it coming down the way it was, and not only that, the commitment by the municipalities to on the funding side and with their pest control officers, we really did look at saying that we're going to restore that funding, and we did. And we want to continue to see that reduction in the rat population continue to go down. So that's why we did that.
Merritt says the budget speech maintained the Moe government support for agricultural research. $21 million was announced for ag research.
I just want to emphasize to the farmers and ranchers in Saskatchewan that it's really important if we want to attract top researchers from around the world to come to this province to do their research. We got to make a commitment to them too. And this research doesn't happen over 1, 2, 3, or 4 years. This stuff goes on 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and it's important that we make a commitment to them, so to show them that we're committed to research here in the province of Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt. Jens Peterson is the NDP's agriculture critic.
The scary thing is that debt has tripled in, since 2009. We're now up to $21 billion of provincial debt. The interest on that debt alone on an annual basis is $700 million, double our agricultural budget. If interest was a ministry, it'd be the fifth largest ministry in the government.
As far as what was outlined in the budget directly pertaining to agriculture, Peterson says,
agriculture funding is pretty much steady as you go. I guess one thing that I'm a little curious about, I don't know, I haven't had a chance to dig into it yet, but crop insurance money is up. And I guess I'm curious whether that's because of the effects of climate change. We're hearing from insurers in other sectors that climate change and weather-related events are causing bigger and bigger losses and payouts. And so I'm curious whether that is something that we're seeing in crop insurance as well, and if that's the reason for more expected expense on crop insurance.
New Democrat ag critic Jens Peterson. The Western Canadian wheat growers were pleased with the budget. Daryl Francou farms near Claslin and is a director on the Western Canadian Wheat Growers Board of Directors.
The government gave us exactly what they promised back 3 years ago, so we're happy with it. Ag funding's in place. We got some money for some highways and some money for some broadband out in the rural areas.
Francou says the Western Canadian Wheat Growers believes we don't need more and more funding from government.
All we ask for as farmers or as Western wheat growers is to have regulation in place so we can remain competitive in a global environment. So that's all we're looking for in the government, is to fight for us and to have the proper rules and regulations in place.
Something new announced in the budget was the introduction of the Saskatchewan Value-Added Agriculture Incentive Program. Francou says encouraging business investment to expand the provincial agricultural portfolio through crushing, milling, and processing will increase job opportunities and other value-added opportunities here in Saskatchewan. It's coming up on 12:49 now, 1:49 in Manitoba.
Commodities Update.
May canola futures trading this afternoon at 467.40, up 270. That is not a closing price just yet. Normally, we would expect to have the closing prices by now, but they're a little tardy today. So again, May canola trading at 467.40, up 270. July canola 475.60, up 310. Again, those are not closing prices for today just yet. May Minneapolis wheat closed at 571 and a quarter, down a quarter. May Kansas City wheat closed at 447 a bushel, up 3 cents. And May Chicago wheat, 466 and a half, up 1 3/4 at the close today. May corn, 376 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. May soybeans closed at 910 and a half a bushel, up 4 1/2 cents. And May oats, 280 3/4. That was up 6 1/4. And finally on the program today, the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan is generally satisfied with the direction of the 2019 Saskatchewan budget brought down yesterday. This is how APAS President Todd Lewis summed it up.
I think there wasn't anything that was a surprise, good or bad, and that's always nice. You know, I think on the agriculture side, we're certainly satisfied with the continuation of the funding for our business risk management programs. And I think something that's, you know, the government really deserves credit for, the department here in Saskatchewan, is the continued funding of our research. You know, that's important in the research community that they have long-term source of funding, and the Saskatchewan government really leads the Prairie Provinces in putting money forward towards that research. So that's important. We certainly welcome the announcement made last week about the extra funding for the C&Ds for water management. So I think that was included today. And, you know, I think the other good news story out of the budget is the continuation of expanding cell service. They talk about 100 new towers, and that's what we need to see in rural Saskatchewan. And it's not going to fix everything, but it's starting to make a difference, and we'll continue to, and look forward. You know, I think in modern agriculture, we need good cell service and internet, and it's really what rural Saskatchewan is going to grow and thrive on. And I think it's very important they recognize that and are doing something about it.
Trade issues are weighing heavily on producers' minds, and that could put business risk management programming to the test.
Well, I think certainly, you know, general uncertainty about trade. I think that's the one everybody talks about. It doesn't matter if it's canola pricing, durum pricing. You know, we've had issues in Italy with durum, and certainly the lentil situation in Italy. So it's thrown a lot of uncertainty in the market. You know, that's, you know, it's like people like you say, uncertainty is a terrible thing to introduce into the market, and that's where we are right now in a lot of our commodity prices. So I think that's the overall big thing that people talk about on the ground, is just the uncertainty in the trade right now.
Lewis says while they appreciate the level of support for crop and livestock insurance, there is a risk that producers may not be adequately covered due to the low level of enrollment in AgriStability. Lewis says recent changes to reference margin coverage in AgriStability were not well understood, and recommended that producers investigate the revised program to determine if new provisions could be of value. And finally now, GX94's precision weather forecast for the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, and Russell regions. Continuing sunny this afternoon. Wind light, northeast 10 to 20, high 11. Clear tonight, wind southeast 10 to 20, overnight low minus 4. Continuing sunny tomorrow, wind south 10 to 20 and up to 10 degrees. Saturday, sunny, wind east, northeast 10 to 20, high 11. A mix of sun and cloud for Sunday, but much cooler, daytime high only 0. Then Monday, partly to mainly sunny, up to plus 1. And then as we work our way into the week, it will continually get warmer. On the temperature roundup this hour, 5 degrees in the Paw, along with Swan River, Shoal Lake and Russell, and Indian Head, all reporting 5. 8 in Dauphin, along with Hudson Bay. 4 degrees in Brandon and Roblin. 10 in Regina, 9 in Saskatoon. Broadview, Mooseman, 7. Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, 6. In the Yorkton-Melville region, mainly sunny. The wind is light north at about 4. Relative humidity 54%. And our current temperature is 8 degrees. That's our time for today. Join me again tomorrow afternoon at 12:15, 1:15 in Manitoba for GX on Agriculture. I'm Rod MacDonald.